wrap this up. We still have to take prisoners back to camp and make sure they're well behaved. It's better they learn manners now. Their future masters may not be forgiving as we are.
Hold it. Where'd you find this one?
He's wearing decent robes, a healer's attire. I thought we routed the garrison stationed here.
I'm sure you thought yourself very brave, little boy, staying behind to heal the wounded.
Well, I hope it was worth it. That little stunt cost you your freedom.
A defiant stare isn't going to do anything. In fact, it only makes you look cuter.
You know what, Lieutenant? Why don't you leave this one here?
Don't smirk at me. Have you forgotten? As this company's captain, I get a cut of all spoils earned, and that includes slaves.
What? There's a first for everything, isn't there?
Oh, go on, Lieutenant. There are plenty of other prisoners for you to play with. I think it's all right for me to have just this one.
Yes, I promise not to be too hard on him. Honestly, Lieutenant, what kind of woman do you think I am?
Don't I always treat our guests with the utmost courtesy?
You're the one who insists on testing the merchandise out first.
Well, don't worry, little human. Unlike my friends here, I know how to treat a man with respect.
Don't pay her any mind, sweetie. I promise not to break you. Or, at least, I'll make sure you enjoy getting used by me.
All right, Lieutenant. I'll catch up with you later. Go blow off some steam for me, okay? We'll need you in top fighting shape when we get moving again.
It's just you and me now, sweetheart. So, what's your name? I like to get to know my prey a little before pouncing.
Not too talkative, are you?
That's all right. I'll get you to warm up to me in time. I'm known for being quite persuasive. Don't be surprised if you end up sharing some very intimate words with me.
Why don't we go to my tent? I think we could use a little privacy.
And don't drag your feet. If you're a good boy, I might even take off those chains.
That's it. Just follow me.
Nice, isn't it? Being an officer does have its perks, and the upgraded living conditions is certainly one of the better ones. I mean, a tent is still a tent, but I'd take this over the standard any day. You'd be amazed the difference even the most basic mattress can have on your sleep quality. Then again, you've probably been sleeping outside for a while now, haven't you?
Please. You're no villager. I can recognize a soldier when I see one.
Only, I thought you Imperials were all cowards. You should have left with the rest of your comrades, honey. Trust me, a healer is a valuable unit to lose, and hardly worth the lives of a few farmers.
Not to mention, my troops were already going to heal them for you. I'm sure you've heard what my people do with their prisoners, that we enslave them and take them back to the capital. Well, a slave isn't worth much when they're dead.
We elves stand to benefit greatly from healing the wounded you leave behind. Even your women we will use for menial labor. Unlike you humans, elves aren't a naturally wasteful people. We believe that every life has value somewhere.
You, for instance, will be indispensable to me.
Really, I've been in desperate need of someone to warm my bed at night.
Aw, you seem confused. How sweet. I mean, what did you expect was going to happen?
I picked you out to come here to my tent, all alone. There really are only two options there, and I certainly wasn't about to torture you. Oh no, baby, no, no. I have something much better in mind for you. Oh, it isn't so bad. I know you think that I'm beautiful, despite being your enemy. And this way, at least there's some romance. Your friends aren't getting that luxury. Do you know what's happening to them right now? Do you really want to know? Every single man we took from the town is being raped by my soldiers. Their clothes were stripped the second they got to camp. Their frail bodies pinned to the ground, and no struggling or screaming will save them. They will be used, passed around, until they go unconscious. Then, when they wake up, another one of my girls will be there to rape them again. Oh, I've upset you now, haven't I? Look at the rage in your eyes, the way you're clenching your fists as if readying to attack me. Gods, you're adorable when you're angry. But let me tell you something, sweetie. Even if you were in top form and out of those chains, you still wouldn't be able to do as much to scratch me. After all, you don't become a captain in the Elvish army without some skill on the battlefield. It's a long way up the ladder to tell the truth. I had to train my whole life to get where I am today. You, on the other hand, couldn't even have been fighting for more than a few months. You're no hardened killer, just a desperate person forced into battle. I wonder what you were doing before all of this. I can imagine you in some nearby town, training under the local healer. A simple life, but a peaceful one. And now you're here, with me. Defeated, without hope, without a chance of escape. Even your anger is dull and fading. It won't help anyway. There's no getting out of this. Do you live close? I was only guessing before, but you seem determined to hold this village. Unnaturally so, honestly. As if you considered it to be the last line of defense between my forces and something precious? You grew up near here, didn't you? A local boy, wanting to protect his hometown. Oh, baby, don't be afraid. What's wrong? Did I cut a little too close to the bone? Are you imagining what I'm going to do to your home? How many troops will tear through it, taking any man they come across? I'm guessing you are, considering the pall that seems to have just fallen over you. How terrible for you to face such a horror. I wish I could comfort you somehow. Oh no, darling, it's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. I just want to brush my fingers against your cheek. See? That wasn't too bad, now was it? If you'd like, I could keep touching you. Good boy. I'm sorry I scared you. I won't say that I didn't mean it, because, well, everything I said was true. But it wasn't very nice of me to get you worked up like that. How about you take a couple deep breaths while I take these chains off? That's it. Let yourself calm down. Better? No. Still anxious? Close your eyes. Trust me, I know a special trick that'll help. There you go. Keep them closed, okay? You look disappointed that I stopped. Guess my little trick worked, huh? You're feeling all nice and relaxed now. Do you want more? Come here. No? What's wrong? Doesn't it feel good when I rub you down there? If you don't like it, then why are you getting hard? Oh, and don't be ashamed, dear. It's a natural reaction. Somewhere deep inside, you enjoy being made into my toy. Even if you don't want to admit it, you love how helpless I make you feel. A little voice in the back of your mind is begging for more, wishing I would just claim you. Oh, what an adorable slut, getting excited from the thought of being used. I can feel how stiff you've gotten. You're practically bulging out of your pants. Oh, good boy. Just give in like the submissive little pet you are. That's it. Let me pleasure you. Oh, fuck. Gods, you're just the cutest. I think I might have to bring you back home with me. Would you like that, baby? To be my sex slave for the rest of your life? I promise to treat you well. I'll give you lots of love every day. Oh, I use you to satisfy myself. I have been looking for a mate, actually. Well, thank you, baby. But even women like me can have trouble finding a good boy to call their own. Have you ever wondered why you don't see any elf men? It's because most children born to elves are girls. Men only make up a fraction of our population. So naturally, only the most powerful elf woman can afford to have one. Oh, and that's why we need to take so many human prisoners. Good boys like you are worth a lot back in the capital. After all, it doesn't really matter if our mate is an elf or human. We aren't picky. All that matters is that he knows how to submit.
Bye.
Are you gonna be obedient for me, baby? I know you are. Gods, I love how needy you've gotten, grinding yourself into me so desperately. You want me to take off your clothes? Oh, sweetie, I love hearing you beg. But why don't you ask a bit more properly, Come on, pet. Tell your master how much you enjoy being used. I want to hear you say it, baby. Say, please, please use me like the little breed slut I am. Oh, good boy. I bet all my friends back home would be jealous if they knew what I'm doing right now. Making a cute little boy like you moan and shake. Hearing you whimper has even got me a little wet. Good boy, just let me strip your clothes off. Oh, sweetie, you got all bruised up. I'm sorry my girls were so rough with you. They can get carried away sometimes. But don't worry, because I'm gonna make it all better. That didn't hurt, did it, when I kissed the bruise on your chest? Good boy, I promise to take all that pain away. Just let me plant soft little kisses on your perfect body. See? The bruises are gone now. Surprise! Well, I know a little healing magic myself. It's pretty standard for someone of my rank. And healing your cuts and bruises was the least I could do, really. I wish I could do more. I care about you, baby. I know that might be difficult to believe, but it's true. At first, I only thought you were a cute boy I could play with, maybe someone to make an example of. But the more I break you down, the more I realize how much I want you. Ugh, get on the mattress. Good boy, just lay there on your back as I take the rest of my clothes off. Watch as I position myself above you. Can you see me dripping down my thighs, baby? I've gotten all hot and bothered because of you. I need my sweet little boy to take care of me. Fuck. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm gonna sit on your face, little boy. Oh, yeah? Use your tongue to pleasure me. Oh, good boy. Fuck. Gods, you're such a sweet little thing. I didn't even have to order you to do this. You knew exactly what I needed. Your tongue feels amazing. Fuck, and the way you nuzzle yourself into me so eager. Aw, I'm gonna make you mine. I don't care what I have to do, but you will be mine. Yeah? You like how I'm grinding my hips? Oh, baby. Your cock looks so desperate. I can see it twitching and leaking. Do you need Master to take care of it for you? yeah? Oh, don't worry, pet. I'll make you feel really good. Just let me adjust myself so I can get closer to you. Can you feel my breath on the tip of your cock, sweetie? What a lovely reaction. I think you deserve a little more than that, though. I'll just tease the head. The pre-cum won't stop dripping out. But fuck, you taste so good. Don't stop worshipping my pussy, baby. I know I'm driving you wild with my mouth, but Master wants her good boy to eat her out, okay?
God, I needed this.
I've been so pent up lately. You can't imagine how difficult it's been. Trying to hold myself back while the other soldiers get to take anyone they want. I guess I could have joined in, but I'm their superior officer. Shouldn't I be above that?
Not to mention, I didn't just want some toy to be thrown aside.
I was waiting for a perfect little pet like you to come along. That's why I knew I had to claim you, to make sure no one else could get their hands on you.
Oh, good boy, fuck, don't stop. I can feel myself, getting close. Oh, I know you love being smothered by your master's pussy, don't you, baby? Good boy. Don't stop. I'm so close. Yeah? Make your master come, puppy. That's it, slut. Drink my cum. Don't waste a single fucking drop. Oh, good boy. Your cock looks like it's about to burst, My taste must be driving you crazy. Should I finish you off, sweetie? Oh, that's right. You can't talk while I'm smothering you. Now, can you? Well, that's all right. I'll just take those delicious whimpers as a yeah. How do my lips feel around your shaft, baby?
Can you imagine what it would be like to blow your thick load down my throat? To feel me milking you dry? Oh, good boy. You're throbbing even harder. Are you getting close? Yeah? How about I go a little faster? Are you ready, sweetie? Do it. Come for me. Come for your master. Aw, baby. Did I stop too early? I'm sorry, sweetie. I made you ruin your orgasm, didn't I? And I'm holding your hips down so you can't even buck into the air. Aw, baby. Your cum is dripping out so pathetically. It's like your cock is leaking. Aw, that's it, baby. Feel the frustration of ruining. Of being denied pleasure. Oh, good boy. Keep leaking from me. Leak as the taste of my cum lingers in your tongue. My adorable little pet. Do you see what I can do to you? How I can make you into a weak, quivering mess whenever I want to. I can force you to make a sticky mess all over yourself to ruin like a brat, and then have you thank me for giving you even that. Do you see the control I have over you? Do you understand now how utterly and completely I own you. Here, let me just get off so you can speak. Look your master in the eyes. You're my mate, my property. When this is all over, I'm bringing you back to the capital to live with me as my breed whore. You will wake up every morning knowing that you are blessed by God because you are mine. Because you get to serve me. I'm going to fuck you whenever I want. Force you to come deep inside me until it finally takes. And once I have our first child, you're going to do it all over again. You will be kept my breeding whore, my boy, my lover, forever. And since I love you so, so much, I'm going to give you a real orgasm. The best orgasm of your life. But before I can, you have to do one last thing for me, sweetheart. It isn't anything difficult either. I just want to hear you beg again. Come on, baby. I know you want to come. Beg. Say you love your master. That all you want is to be owned and abused by me. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Kept saying you love me, that you need your master to claim you as hers. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you until you're drained and empty. I want to feel your seed splashing against my cervix. I hope you're prepared, little boy, because master is going to fulfill your deepest desire. I know you like it rough, so that's exactly what I'll give you. You'll beg me to stop and love me even more when I don't. I'm still really wet, but I think I'll get you lubed up a bit more anyway. How is it, slut, feeling me rub your cum all over that stiff, aching cock? God, this is making such a naughty sound. There, now I'll get at least some use out of that ruined orgasm, aside from the enjoyment of seeing you reduced to cum-drunk whore. But I can't wait to toy with you every night. Oh, sweetie, you make it all worth it. Every drop of blood, every life I took, it all led me to you. I'd do it all again if I had to. I'd put thousands to the blade if that's what it took to make you mine. Does that scare you, darling? My sweet baby boy, I only wanted to tell you how much you meant to me. Master loves you. You're my mate, my everything. You know that, don't you? Good boy. Just watch as I straddle you. I'm gonna lower myself down, okay? What? Baby, what's wrong? Well, I guess you're right. It would be a bit inconvenient if I got pregnant right now. Don't worry. Command knows perfectly well what we're doing with our prisoners. They made sure to apply us with plenty of contraceptives. But you are going to knock me up when we get home. You're my breed slut after all. Of course I'm going to make you impregnate me. In fact, you're about to start your training, pet. From now on, you only get to come inside me. That means no jerking off, no fucking wet dreams, nothing. Every single drop of your seed is going to be shot into my tight, wet pussy. Good boy. Just lie there and take it. You know not to struggle. Oh, my pussy is swallowing you up. Your cum-covered cock is going inside me, puppy. It feels so good. The way you twitch and tremble as I ride you. I've been waiting for this moment for so long. Finally. Finally mounting my mate. Fuck. My perfect little breed slut. I can't hold back. I'm gonna fuck you as hard as I can, okay? Oh, I love you, baby. I love you more than anything. You look so cute when you're getting fucked. Oh, your eyelashes are fluttering and your mouth is open. I can hear the sweet moans barely choked out between gasps. Do you want to thrust your hips back into me? Oh, it's okay, puppy. You have my permission. Yes, good boy. Make your master feel good. Fuck. Watch me. Rubbing my breasts as I claim you. Oh, I can't wait to be swollen and full of milk for our children. As soon as this campaign is over, we're gonna take a week-long break so I can fuck you the whole time. I'll take you every way imaginable, darling. You'll come inside me over and over and over again until we're both spent. Then I'll use a bit of magic so we can keep going. Oh, it's okay, sweetheart. I'll make sure you knock me up. Before you know it, you'll be in our new house in the capital, rubbing my full pregnant belly. Oh, fuck. You're gonna give Master a baby. Good boy, you're bucking your hips so eagerly. Did I get you excited? Yeah. Does my perfect little boy want to make me a mommy? I promise to get us home soon, pet. I'll crush anyone in our way. Then when the ash has settled and the fires have died down, we can start our new life together. You're such a sweet little thing. Master knows you love her. You love being a slave to me, being pinned beneath me. You're mine. Yeah, feel my hands wrapping around your throat, pet. Shh, you're okay. You're okay, I won't squeeze too hard. Just enough to make you struggle. Fuck. Your cock's getting even harder inside me. Oh, my little slut likes being choked, doesn't he? Oh, holy shit! Fuck! I think... I'm getting close! You're gonna make me come again? Come with me, baby. Empty those heavy balls. Knock me up. Are you all right, honey? I'm sorry I was so rough with you. I got so worked up, I couldn't hold myself back.
You're too adorable for your own good. How could I resist using you? I want you to be happy. That's why I did this, so you could finally be the good boy you always knew you were. That's right. Settle into my arms. There. Doesn't that make you feel nice and safe? You must be exhausted. It's alright. You can rest. We won't be getting new orders for a few days now, so take all the time you need. And don't you dare think about following me onto the battlefield when the fighting starts again. I understand that you might want to help, but I can take care of myself, and I need to know that you aren't in harm's way. Good boy. As long as we have each other, everything will be okay. In a few years, this war will be a distant memory. We'll be too busy taking care of our kids to even pay it any mind. So rest for me, darling.